progressing down the Kenny in relation to the so-called rural action plan that the government have in place, particularly in light of the recent announcement of the closures of the Ulster Bank branches in Raphoe and Ardragh, and also where we learned through Prime Time that and Post are saying that there are 265 rural post offices that are unviable. I believe that this is built up to a large-scale closure programme within InPost, and the government really needs to take action to ensure that banking services are available to rural communities right across Donegal.
But in terms of the Ulster Bank issue, it isn't really in the government's remit to address it, is it?
No, the Ulster Bank, the government, the Minister for Finance, has already said that it's not. He has no role in relation to Ulster Bank, and that was really being raised. I raised it as an illustrative purposes in relation to what is actually happening. But what the government does have control over is InPost, and also how they can help and facilitate credit unions in actually providing community banking right across rural Ireland and Donegal in particular. The government can ensure that the CARE report, which was published over 2 years ago at this stage, is actually implemented rather than simply gathering dust. And by doing that, that would roll out additional services in our post offices, which would mean that they would be able to better serve their communities. And also the government could, by a change in policy, ensure that the regulator would actually facilitate credit unions and provide proper services to their communities.